floating over the outstretched arms of Soul into the hands of Damon Redeker, and they'll get in their half-court set against a man-to-man defense. Truman Bailey at the foul line, now right wing to Redeker. Redeker will look to drive baseline, picks up his dribble. Up to Derek Holting on the wing. He'll drive to the block, off the window, and good. Oh, no, rolling out, no good. Rebound to Trey Torrens. He'll put it on the floor, finding Allie Smith. A rare miss from that short distance, and Derek Holting gets a steal in the backcourt. This time, it's good from the left side.
That was a rare miss for Holting there. I think maybe just a little too fired up to start.
7.5 to play in the first quarter. Opie striking first, leading things 2-0. Eagles applying their stingy man-to-man defense, only giving up 25 points per ball game. Torrens over to the left side to Smith. Smith at the top of the key, now Bolson right wing. Bolson will step in, nothing there, back up top to Torrens. Now left corner to Soul. He'll drive baseline. Spin move, fadeaway jumper, good. Nice answer by the 5'10 senior, Shaden Soul.
Good patience shown out of Hartford, too. They didn't try to answer immediately. They look for that opening. They spread the ball around, and that's what you got to do if you're going to hang in here with the Eagles.
Floricker in the corner now against a trapping zone by the Jaguars. Now up top to Holting. Down low to Floricker. He leaves it short, gets his own board. It's rejected and in the hands of Shaden Soul. Good intensity to begin the ball game for the Hartford Jaguars.
Referees letting him play, too.
6.5 now to play. 1.5 gone by in the opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Duncan Baker with it now to Tyson Bolson on the wing. Up top to Torrens. We'll look inside, nothing there. We'll go left wing to Soul. Soul will get a ball screen from Torrens. It'll pick and roll, nothing there. Soul driving baseline, fadeaway jumper again, this time short. Rebound to Damon Redeker.
Don't like that shot selection by Shaden. I think he was trying to force one home there, just trying to take the lead. You got to make sure you got a better look.
Redeker to Holting, who gets poked away and stolen away by the Jaguars. Up the court we go with the freshman Bolson. Bolson now to the corner to Allie Smith. Smith. Stepping back to the wing, feeding Torrens on the left baseline. He'll back down Floricker, trying to get some space with a post move. He'll generate some contact, drawing the foul on Floricker, missing the shot, but he'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
I notice a lot of Lebo fans sticking around here to watch this matchup between Hartford and Opie. You know, strangely enough, the Lebo Wolves on the opposite end of the bracket wouldn't see either of these teams until the championship matchup.
Foul shot missed by Torrens. Remind you guys that our video coverage all week long brought to you in part by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill with 32 televisions in high definition and a mega screen. Enjoy great food from sandwiches to aged steaks. Bruff's can also take care of all your catering needs. Bruff's at 2640 West 18th at Emporia as Torrens knocks down the foul shot, giving the Jaguars the lead, 3-2, 5:40 to play in the first. Redeker with it up top. Will drive to the foul line, going between his legs, now left wing to Floricker. Floricker will look inside, up top to Skowski. Skowski in the corner to Redeker. Fire a three there, it's short. Rebound going to be won by Baker on the post. Now up the court we go to Smith on an outlet pass. Allie Smith in the front court, gets it poked away by Derek Holting into the hands of Skowski, now back to Holting. Holting driving over Allie Smith, and they're going to count the basket. Or is that going to be a charge?
That's going to be a...
Nope,
they're going to count it.
Count the basket.
Yep.
I think Holting thought it might have been on him.
I did
but
too.
But the foul will be charged against Allie Smith.
The signal from the official looked like he was signaling a charge, but he was just...
Emphatically on the
emphasizing
count
the basket. And then he had to repeat it. Yeah, count the basket.
That gives Opie the lead, 4-3. Foul shot from Holting, short. Rebound won by Redeker. Maintaining possession for the Eagles, looking to add to their one-point advantage. Floricker up top, pass nearly taken away. Now back to the corner of the Redeker. Redeker to the wing, to the block, finding Skowski on the opposite side. It's rejected into the hands of Soul. Soul going the other way. Fade away on the right baseline, no good. Offensive board, though, to Trey Torrens. Now in the corner to Bolson. His shot way short. Rebound to Bailey. Bailey at the timeline now, top of the key, right corner to Floricker. Floricker looked to skip it back. Dribbling along the perimeter, now in the corner to Skowski. And we're going to have a foul by Duncan Baker. Coach Schmidt not liking the early intensity by his team.
Both teams, I think.
Go ahead.
No, my apologies. Both teams, I think, really just trying to force some shots here because I don't think Opie expected Hartford to play them this closely. And I think Hartford's a little surprised that they're holding in this closely this early, as usually this is where Opie really kind of puts on that early pressure, starts putting their foot on the pedal, and then they kind of coast from there. I think Hartford now getting a little rambunctious, a little nervous.
Juniors Blake Redeker and Darren Hines sub in, and Hines has it on the left baseline. He'll look to drive. Not too sure where he's at on the court, and he steps on the baseline.
Great.
Turnover back to the Jaguars.
Great defensive pressure there by the Jaguars. Full court pressure being applied by Opie now. But a great defensive turnover by Hartford.
Blake Redeker pokes it out of bounds on the inbound. It'll stay with the Jaguars.
The baseline official taking it on the chin there.
We're going to have a foul away, and they're going to have an illegal screen on Shaden Soule. Much to the ire of Colton Baird. Yeah. He'll get an explanation from the official. So that'll be the first on Shaden.
Barrett accepting the explanation.
Blake, the inbound, left baseline. He'll go inside to Redeker, back to Blake on the block. He'll turn and face. Nice one-handed pass to his brother, Damon, on the opposite block, and Damon converts from there.
That was a great look.
6-3, Opie with the advantage. 6-20, or 4-20 to play in the third quarter. Redeker pokes it away once again, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Colton Baird. He's not liking the intensity on the inbounds, and it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys that our timeout's brought to you this week by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Just down the street, open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash. McDonald's, 1202 West 6th Avenue.
We've been reading that reader so long now over the last several days, I can actually smell McNuggets every time you read it.
You know, I think I've got some points saved in my app that probably got a free something. I know I've got like 7,500 points just waiting to be redeemed. So
I wouldn't know.
I think that's enough for something. But, yeah, you're still
struggling
with the
phone. My app won't let me know.
You're Muhammad or somebody, right, trying to steal your identity.
Yeah, I'm just so good that I can't even get past my own security.
And we're going to have a five-second violation. So right after a timeout by Colton, that's not a good transition after that timeout. So turnover back to the Eagles. That's the fourth one here early on the Jaguars. Redeker, that's Blake, the inbound. Blake goes up top to Damon. Man-to-man defense by the Jaguars. 4:14 and counting, 6-3. Advantage for the OP Eagles. Blake with it, now right side to Bailey. Bailey to the elbow, now block. And Bailey lowering the shoulder. They're going to call travel, though. So before he drew contact to Allie Smith, he traveled. So into the contest for the first time, 5'8", senior Devin Smith.
That really, that call could have probably gone one of two ways. I think we both were a little surprised it wasn't a charge.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the call. So towards the inbound, poked away, stolen away by Blake Redeker. Redeker, left elbow to Derek Holting, jumper there, good. Holting with 6 points. He leads the way for the Eagles and at a 5-point advantage, 8-3. Torrens into Soule. Backcourt pressure still applied. They beat the press into the hands of Nolan Trester, but Trester dribbles it away and into the hands of Damon Redeker. Up the court we go to Derek. Derek, left side to Blake. Blake off the window and good for the 5'10 junior, Blake Redeker.
And Opie really ratcheting up the defensive pressure here. You got to imagine that was the marching order from Coach Schmidt
and
that timeout.
Smith off his foot out of bounds. Another turnover back to the Eagles. That's number 6. Opie in the midst of an 8-0 run in the last 2 minutes of play. Leading things 10-3, 3:33 to play in the first quarter. Blake Redeker inbounding at the front of the scorer's table. Right in front of us going into Damon Redeker. Damon on the right wing, picking up his dribble, going to Darren Hines on the right wing. Now elbow to Holting, in the block to Blake Skowski, turns and faces. It's missed, he gets his own board. His putback off the window and good for the 6'4 sophomore, Blake Skowski. Backcourt pressure applied once again by the Eagles, really giving the Jaguars fits. Nice crossover by Allie Smith to create some space. His pass, though, to Shaden Soule, taken away by Derek Holting, saved inbounds to Blake Redeker. Redeker to the block, over the right side to Darren Hines, up top to Holting. Holting to the elbow, nice pump fake, great, creating some space, and Holting's got 8 now as he knocks down the 10-foot jumper.
Yeah, and down low, there was a little bit of contact that sent Tyson Bolson to the ground, and he wanted a foul call. He didn't get it.
Allie Smith at the point, trying to get across midcourt, falls to the floor, tripped by the timeline. Now in the hands of Blake Redeker. Redeker to the mid lane. Gets it to fall through over the outstretched arms of Devin Smith. Redeker now with 4 points off the bench.
Off the eighth turnover there for Hartford. You know, Allie pretty upset with that turnover. He didn't really get back on defense. He just kind of walked his way up there. I mean, I understand your frustration, but you got to get back on D.
Eli Foraker back in the contest for the Eagles, subbing out Damon Redeker. So five on the floor for the Eagles. It's Blake Redeker, Blake Skowski, Darren Hines, Eli Foraker, Derek Holting. Five on the floor for the Jaguars, Devin Smith, Allie Smith, Tyson Bolson, Nolan Trester, and Shaden Soule. Bolson gets it picked away out of his pocket by Darren Hines. Hines the block off the window and good, but they're going to give him the charge.
Well, and, you know, if I'm Allie Smith, I'm kind of laying there. I just got ran over. I got to be thinking to myself, it's about time. I mean,
Allie's been trying to get a few of them.
He has. I mean,
law of averages, like we said earlier. Uh-huh. They're bound to fall through one of these times. Devin with the inbound into Bolson. Back to Devin. 16-3, 2:12 to play. Eagles with the advantage. Allie Smith at the timeline. He'll pick up Blake Redeker, and Redeker might have caught an elbow.
And they're going to give him a foul, too.
Yep. So that'll be his second, so he'll most likely be substituted out. He'll come to the bench along with Derek Holting. Truman Bailey and Damon Redeker back in for the Eagles.
Coach Schmidt does like the performance there. Just, don't want to risk him in too much foul trouble, even when you do have a pretty sizable lead.
Alley at the point over the Soule on the right wing. First offensive set in some time for the Jaguars, and the entry pass to the post, too strong, out of bounds into the Opie cheerleaders. Actually received by Garrett Cole in the Opie student section. Cole did not initially go out for basketball for the Eagles, but I've heard that he is back on the roster, so that might be a person to watch out for down the stretch.
Absolutely.
For the Eagles.
Absolutely.
Damon Redeker on the left wing, now corner to Darren Hines. Hines looking inside, will drive to the mid lane, picks up his dribble. Now to the foul line to Blake Skowski in the corner to Damon Redeker, left unattended. And the Cody Thurston three is good for Damon Redeker. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
That's the 15th shot from the field for Olpe. Only four so far taken by Hartford, only one of those a make.
Nice drive by Allie Smith, but he leaves it short. Rebound to Foraker. Up the court we go to Darren Hines. He loses the handle on it on the block. Back out to Redeker. Redeker at the elbow trying to find Bailey in the corner, and it's passed a little bit too strong, and it's a turnover back to the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about that decision by Damon to pass it over to the right block, as he actually had an open look at the rim there. He really could have fired that shot up, and I think he would have hit pay dirt.
Duncan Baker and Nolan Trester back, or excuse me, Trey Torrens back in the contest for the Jaguars. Ted Skowski back in for the Eagles. Of course, Burlingame awaiting the victor of this game with a 60-51 victory over Waverly, behind 35 points by Trevor Quaney. Shaden Soule, left wing, he'll drive baseline, picking up his dribble, fadeaway jumper, gets a friendly roll off the glass for Shaden Soule.
He's been looking for that for about the last 2.5-3 minutes.
Ending a 17-0 run by the Eagles. 45 seconds and counting. 19-5, Opie with the advantage. Foraker up top to Damon. Back to Foraker in the corner. Now on the Blake Skowski on the post. He gets a finger roll to fall through.
You know, if I see Ted Skowski coming my way in any way, shape, or form, I'm just going to go ahead and move.
Well, that was his younger brother, Blake, too.
I don't care. If the name Skowski is attached to it, I'm running away.
I think Ted got the football ability. Blake's got the basketball ability. And a fadeaway jumper by Allie Smith. He falls to the floor, and he'll go to the line for two foul shots as he was pushed to the floor.
Well, and, man, Allie Smith, you know, I've said this about him because I remember we actually, one of the first games we called on the football side of things on the Area Game of the Week, Allie had his debut as the quarterback for the Hartford team, and, man, he got beat up in that game, and he went the whole time. He never stopped playing. You got to give him credit for that.
First one missed. Hines and Holting back in for Ted Skowski and Eli Foraker.
My point being, he's a durable player. He can take some punishment and keep coming at you.
Second one into the hands from the official. Allie will bend his knees and fire, and this time it falls through. Smith's first points of the contest, trimming the lead to 15 for Opie. Damon Redeker to the corner of the Hines. 10 seconds and counting now on the first quarter clock. Back to Bailey now, back to Hines. Hines, block shot from the elbow. Is good for Darren Hines. Desperation three-quarter court shot is good for Allie Smith. How about that for some momentum heading in? Trailing things by 14, 23-9. We'll take a quick break and have second quarter coverage of baseline to baseline coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Before you build a new home or consider a facelift for your present home, find out what Doug Schmidt Construction has to offer. Doug Schmidt Construction builds custom-designed homes. They're also the firm to call for renovation or remodeling. Hey, why not use that tax refund for a facelift project? Call 475-3284. Doug Schmidt Construction of Olpie, providing quality construction at an affordable price.
Scott Reddick, owner of Scott's Welding Service, started his company in 1993 with one welding truck and a lot of determination. Today, Scott's Welding has a welding truck dedicated to 24-hour field services, welding shops in both Great Bend and Emporia, and a staff that takes pride in their workmanship and customer service. From handrails to pump trucks, Scott's Welding can help. They look forward to adding you to their broad base of loyal customers. Call 208-9353 or see them at 719 Graham Emporia.
We welcome you back to Wide Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, 23-9, Opie with the advantage. But Ali Smith with an excellent Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3 right at the buzzer from three-quarter court. He was almost in between the power E and the three-point line on the opposite end.
Here's the best part about that. That was just the Jaguars' first three-point attempt of the ball game. And that's wow. You don't see that happen very often. Ironically, last year in the championship game, Lebo Olpe, I believe it was at the buzzer of the first quarter as well. I couldn't remember who it was, but an Olpe player actually sank a three-pointer of his own from beyond half court.
Hartford with possession to begin the second half, or second quarter, excuse me. Shaden Soule driving in, and he'll pick up a foul against Ted Skowski. That'll be Skowski's second, team sixth. Two foul shots for Shaden Soule. First one rolling through.
Had to think about it for a second, but it finally did.
Our coverage all week long brought to you in part by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614 as the foul shot missed by Soule. Into Damon Redeker, now to the elbow to Skowski. Now left corner to Foraker, back up top to Redeker. Redeker will call for a ball screen. He gets it from Ted Skowski. Uncontested jumper at the foul line. Missed. Skowski with an offensive board. His putback is missed, but he is fouled, and he will go to line for two foul shots. Also, many thanks to Jane and Eddie Linhart for their proud supporters of the Lebo Wolves and our broadcast right here on the Lyon County League Tournament coverage.
Love Jane, love Eddie. I used to work for them when I was in college. At the store up there when they owned it in Lebo, and great people.
Foul shot missed by Skowski. Opie out to a 13-point advantage, 23-10, 7:32 to play in the first half, and Skowski knocking down the second one.
That's the first make from the free throw line for Opie, and they're 1 of 3 overall.
Backcourt pressure applied, but beating the press is Shaden Soule to the elbow. Now mid lane. Way too strong off the glass. Rebound to Bailey. Outlet pass up the court. We go to Foraker. Foraker is on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Goes into Derek Holting. He'll step into the elbow. Hand in his face. He'll kick it in the corner to Eli Foraker. His baseline jumper too strong. Rebound to Ali Smith.
Hartford's still in single digits when it comes to shots from the field. They've only taken 8 so far and only made 3 of those.
Baker with an outlook pass into the hands of Foraker. Up the court we go to Bailey. Bailey with the breakaway. Off the window and good. Truman Bailey getting his first points of the night, extending the lead to 16, the largest of the night for Opie.
That's the 10th turnover for Hartford here in the first half.
Soule now with it. 6:45 to play in the first half. Soule's on the wing, now top of the key. Picks up his dribble going left side. The trade Torrens down the corner to Smith. Smith, fadeaway jumper there is good. Nice shot there by the 5'8 junior, Ali Smith. He's got 6 points to lead the way for the Jaguars. Bailey, right baseline, now on the right block, but I think he took an extra step.
Yeah.
He does.
Yep.
That's a turnover back to the Jaguars.
Just the 5th for the Eagles here so far.
Backcourt pressure will be applied on the inbound from Tyson Bolson. Bolson will go on to Nolan Trester. Trester defended against Eli Foraker, and the pressure will back off to a half-court man-to-man defense. Bolson's picked up at the power E by Truman Bailey, picking up his dribble on the left side. Now Trester on the right wing. Get a ball screen from Baker, nothing there. Now up top the Soul, now left side to Bolson. Bolson thinks about a three, hand in his face, sides against it, goes up top to Baker at the power E. Now back to Smith, now left side to Soul. On the wing to Trester, he gets a ball screen up top to Baker. Now right side to Bolson. Bolson will step in, nothing there. Back up top to Soul. Left side to Allie Smith on the wing. He'll drive to the elbow. Dribbles it back out to the right wing. Gets the ball screen from Baker. Now foul line, now mid lane. Floater by Allie. Rolling out, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds. Going to be last touched by Duncan Baker. Many thanks to USD 386 Madison Virgil for their support for us. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dawgs.
Woof.
5.5 to play in this first half. 26-12, Opie's advantage. Pass from Eli Foraker to Truman Bailey on the right side. Now to Redeker in the corner. Right baseline, the whole thing. He's trying to find Foraker on the opposite block, and it's off his hands out of bounds. That'll be the sixth turnover for the Opie Eagles. Bolson with the inbound to Smith. He's picked up in a full court pressure by Damon Redeker. Now back to Bolson. Bolson dribbling with his left. His pass deflected by Foraker. Back into the hands of Bolson. He's trying to find Smith and is taken away by Damon Redeker. His block shot too strong. Rebound to Bailey and his putback is good. Lead back to 16 for the Eagles. Smith behind his back on Derek Holting. Now to the elbow. Nice pass to Baker, but it's a little bit too strong off his hands. And then into the hands of Eli Foraker. We're going back the other way. Redeker, foul line. Into the corner to Bailey. Bailey, left side to Derek Holting. Three on the wing. It's off the mark to the right. Rebound to Allie Smith. 4.5 now to play in the half. Opie leading things 28-12. Smith, left wing, gets a ball screen from Soul. Throws up a three. It rolls out. No good. Rebound to Derek Holting. We're going to have an official timeout for a warning, I guess, for no more talking. So, don't know who was doing the jabbing, but
I didn't hear. Yeah,
it's pretty quiet. You thought I didn't hear nothing.
You think you would hear it? Yeah.
So, battle of US 252. Hmm. 28-12, our score. 4:15 to play in the half. Opie with possession. Damon Redeker on the wing. Redeker, bounce pass into Holting now. Bounce pass to Bailey. Bailey off the window and good from the right side. Bailey with 6 points in the quarter. Extending Opie's lead to 18. Smith, right side to Bolson. Bolson, get a ball screen from Soul. Puts it on the floor, picking up his dribble. We're going to have a timeout taken by Colton Barrett. A 30-second timeout. Remind you guys that our timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now in the app with mobile order and pay and pick it up at the store. McDonald's, 1202 West 6th Avenue.
Pretty good crowd still here tonight for the late games for both teams. Good student section here. Also look up in the crowd, I see the one and only chairman of the Lyon County Commission, Mr. Raleigh Martin. Here to obviously watch his grandsons in action, Blake and Ted Skowski.
Yep. But yeah, Opie had an excellent crowd for that girls game at 4 o'clock.
They really did, yeah.
Obviously, it's not nearly as strong as that. But yes, good crowd for both Opie and Hartford. And like you mentioned, still some people hanging out from the games that they were here previously for.
Just good to have basketball back in action. No limits here this year, so everybody's taking advantage of it.
3:45 to play in the half. Opie leading things 3-12. Smith with it over to Soul. Opie applying a half-court trap. Soul on the wing. Now back to Smith. Smith trying to go to the middle. He'll find Trey Torrance, the elbow. Now back to the corner of the Soul. Three on the wing there. No good. Rebound still on the floor, but recovered by Damon Redeker. Up the court we go to Derek Holting. Holting at the timeline. Now to Damon Redeker. Setting up a half-court set. Redeker, spin move on the wing, now to the elbow, now corner. And then we have a zig instead of a zag. It goes out of bounds into the scores table. Still loose. Mike Watkins running the book for Hartford. He's got it into the hands of Devin Smith.
Seventh turnover for the Eagles here thus far.
They've not looked as crisp as we have seen them in the past.
No.
But still out to an 18-point advantage. Soule with it on the wing. He'll drive. Takes an extra step, but loses the handle on it anyway. And into the hands of Derek Holting. Up the court we go to Darren Hines. Hines, left block. Nice pump fake. Draws the defender to leave their feet. And he converts it from the left block, and he will go to the line. For the old-fashioned three-point play.
Allie Smith looks to be in some pain down there. He keeps clutching, it looks like, at his rib cage on the right side. I mean, he did take a few early bumps there. He looks to be in a lot of pain.
One shot from the foul line for Hines. In the air, and good. Hines with five off the bench. 33-12, OP. It's the largest lead of the night. 2:45 and counting. Tyson Boson, right wing three. Off the mark to the left side. Rebound to Holting. Up the court we go to Damon Redeker. Redeker in the half court. We're going to have an official timeout.
They're checking on Allie Smith. Yeah. He's been holding, like I said, he's been holding that side now, actually closer to his stomach, for about the last few minutes. I think he's off to the restroom to...
I think he said he was going to go...
return his lunch to the rightful owner.
Thank you, Tegan.
To put it in mild terms. I think he just caught one in the gut.
You're much more PC than I am.
I had to think about that one for a minute, man.
Darren Hines on the wing, up top to Holting. Now left corner to Damon Redeker. Jumper in the corner, good. 35-12 now. 2:15 to play in the half. Bolson now with it. Defended by Blake Redeker. Redeker making him use his left. Now right side to Soule. Soule up top to Baker. Now left side to Bolson. Bolson going along the perimeter now. Pass nearly deflected by Redeker. Now back to Bolson. Bolson pump fakes on the pass. Picks up his dribble. Pass will be knocked out of bounds by Damon Redeker. It will stay with the Jaguars, and they'll inbound in the far corner.
Allie Smith now back to the bench. Looks to be a little bit better off here. But still kind of clutching at that. It looks more like his stomach. I think maybe he just caught maybe an elbow or something in the gut.
Blake Redeker with the steal at midcourt. Ooh. Off the window and good. Tegan Drew, an alien ant farm. Or Michael Jackson, which one do you like better? Because that was a smooth criminal play there by Blake Redeker. Pass taken away by Derek Holting, and he does not get it to fall through. Buck and a half to play here, 37-12. Blake Redeker just notorious for just quick hands and quick feet with those steals. And another one right there by Derek Holting. He's at the line for two foul shots. Foul was called on Tyson Bolson. That's his second, team six. Both teams at six fouls apiece, so we'll be in the bonus rest of the way. Foul shot good by Derek Holting. Yeah, Tegan, I don't think I should have saved that for another one.
You really should have. That one.
9:15 here. Yeah. One versus eight seed, but well, this is a good way to figure out who's listening. Foul shot good once again
Annabelle,
for Holting.
Annabelle Rodriguez back there running our camera for us. She thought it was pretty good, and she doesn't laugh at anything most of the time. That's I should know. I try.
Double digits now for Derek Holting. He's got 10 after the made free throws. 39-12, a buck and a half to play in the half. Torrens up the court. We go to Trester. Trester picks up his dribble and gets it taken away by Damon Redeker. Redeker with a 3-2 break. Pulls up the jumper at the elbow. Missed. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Soule. I think Colton Barrett was saying that Soule had position on Foraker, and Foraker knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Eagles nonetheless, looking to add to their 17-point advantage. Or excuse me, 27-point advantage. Yeah. Here you go, Tegan. And Eli Foraker, we're going to have a moving screen. So that's Blake Skowski. Will be tagged not getting his feet set.
Did you not use your phone for the calculator?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. It just amazed. It just kind of got away from us here in the second quarter.
Yeah, it really did.
39-12 our score. 27-point lead for the Eagles. Smith at the timeline picks up his dribble. Going down low to Baker, but Darren Hines plays in the secondary on the football side, and he has an interception right there. Hines to Foraker, now to Skowski. Blake Skowski with a nice 18-foot jumper. Not only can you do it down low, but he can stretch the defense.
Yeah.
Smith going behind his back, still on the floor now at the timeline. Now elbow, and Smith will fall down. Now to Baker, and it's going to be last touched by Allie Smith.
Allie, man, he looks like he's in agony right now. I hope he's all right. He's been getting banged up all night.
40 seconds and counting for Foraker on the left wing. Now down low to Redeker underneath. Damon with a block shot falling through. Under 30 seconds to play here in the half. Smith with it. He goes into the front court. Now wing. Crosses over Darren Hines, dribbling to the corner, picking up his dribble, finding Baker on the post. Go back down. Skowski throw up a jumper that's off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound the Foraker now. Into the hands of Damon Redeker. Redeker right side to Darren Hines. Hines leaves it a little bit long. Offensive board to Foraker. He gets one to fall through. Eli Foraker finding the stat book right before the end of the first half. So Opie cruising here in the first half with a 45-12 advantage. We'll take a quick break, say hello to our sponsors, and have stats and analysis. But you're listening to baseline-to-baseline coverage of the 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Quest Services Incorporated is a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality, unique services to individuals with intellectual disabilities in five counties. They offer many services, including case management, day services, residential services, supportive home care, and wellness monitoring. Quest Services Incorporated has 200 or more employees in the area. It's a place where people are appreciated and employees are proud to work. So when you see someone associated with Quest Services, thank them for a job well done. Quest Services Incorporated, for life's journey. They wish all area high school athletes success